Hello, and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas, has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Today's message is part two of Will You Be Saved from the Coming Disasters? Now here's Pastor Steve.
We have been talking about this book of Revelation. It's most unfortunate that we don't hear enough about Bible prophecy, especially when we're in the season of when Jesus Christ may return at any moment. Be that as it may, we are studying God's word and we're believing his word and we are making sure that we're preparing ourselves for his return. How many of you are preparing yourself for the return of the Lord? Amen. That's all of us. Thank God for that. We're going to open in a word of prayer, and then we're going to get right into God's word. Heavenly Father, we love you, we praise you, and Holy Spirit, you are our teacher. So we ask you today that you would minister your words of life to each of us today. Help us, Lord, not only to hear, but to obey what your word says so that we might be found worthy when Jesus returns. In Jesus' name, let's all say amen and amen. The title of today's message is, Will You Be Saved from the Coming Disasters? In fact, why don't we ask each other that question when you look at the person next to you and ask them, will you be saved from the coming disasters? See, that's a very important question. Now, the word revelation in the Greek means the apocalypse, a taking away of a veil. And the book of Revelation is the unveiling of the events that will precede and accompany the second coming of Jesus Christ. Now, what's wonderful about studying this book is that God promises a special blessing to all who listen and obey the words of this book. In Revelation chapter 1 and 3, it says that. It said, God blesses the one who reads the words of this prophecy to the church, and he blesses all who listen to its message and obey what it says, for the time is near. Can you repeat after me? For the time is near. Yeah. Folks, the book of Revelation reveals a future time of supernatural and natural disasters that will take place in the world after the rapture of the church. And those living during that time will experience the worst time in human history, because God will release a total of 21 judgments upon earth during the tribulation period. Revelation explains that they will come in three series of seven. They'll be described as the seal judgments, the trumpet judgments, and the vial or the bowl judgments. And once again, the tribulation will be a time of terror that the world has never experienced. Now, folks, not only do we want to avoid the tribulation, we should not want any of our loved ones, relatives, and friends, we shouldn't want any human being to have to go through that horrible time that's just ahead of us. It's going to be a time of great spiritual warfare where God will ultimately defeat Satan, his Antichrist, and judge those living who rejected Jesus Christ as Savior. There are consequences for rejecting Jesus Christ as Savior. Everyone has an opportunity to accept him. And we respect what their decision is. But there are consequences involved for rejecting Jesus Christ. When we talk about the book of Revelation, Jesus is actually the author of this book. Revelation chapter 22 and 16 says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this message for the churches. Revelation 1 and 1, This is a revelation from Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants the events that must soon take place. And I'm teaching this book because, according to Scripture, we are living in God's prophetic season of its possible fulfillment, and for it to be fulfilled in our lifetime. In a survey, when asked if Jesus will return to earth someday, more than half of U.S. adults, 55%, say this will happen. 1 in 10 Americans say they believe that the second coming of Jesus Christ will definitely or probably occur during their lifetime. Isn't it interesting how everyone is feeling like something's going to happen? Jesus will return, just like the Bible says. However, most people have no idea what will follow the rapture of the church. You see, the rapture of the church is simply the first phase of the second coming of Jesus Christ. And Jesus warns us what will soon happen after that time. In Matthew 24 and 21, it says, "For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be." Now, during the rapture, God will remove his obedient children before the tribulation begins. So please understand, the rapture is really God's escape plan for his people before he releases the worst time in human history. And the Bible speaks of that event in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 16. It says, "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout and with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God. First, the Christians who have died will rise from their graves, then together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then we will be with the Lord forever." So encourage each other with these words. So, in anticipation of the rapture, the Bible says encourage each other with these words. Can we just thank God that we will make it ahead of the tribulation? I mean, we really should be excited about this. We are still learning of all of the tragedies and all of the disasters that will take place. But believe me, folks, you don't want to be here. And thank God that Jesus will come to claim us and take us back to heaven. Now, unfortunately, many professing disobedient Christians will be left behind to endure the tribulation. Some people right now are saying, "Say what?" Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, the title of the message is, "Will you be saved from the coming disasters?" They're coming, but will you be saved from them? The only way to be saved from them is to be a part of the rapture of the church. And many professing disobedient Christians, because disobedience does have consequences, will not make the rapture. In fact, in Matthew 7 and 21, Jesus said, "Not everyone who calls out to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter." And this is something that we really need to wrap our minds around, the fact that we cannot just live an undisciplined, disobedient life, professing Christianity without consequences in our lives. It's so important for you to understand, being a born-again Christian means more than repeating a prayer. It really has to do with your obedience to God and his word as well. In Luke chapter 17 and 34, Jesus gave an example about people being left behind. He said, "In that time, two people will be asleep in one bed, one will be taken and the other left." He said, two women will be grinding flour together at the mill. One will be taken and the other left. Two men will be in the field. The one will be taken and the other left. People will be left behind. You don't want to be one of those people. Folks, let me just remind you, there will not be any sinners in heaven. Sin is not going to heaven. That's why we have to deal with it right here, right now. That's why the Bible warns us as believers in Hebrews 12, verse 1 and 2, it says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Folks, listen, as Christians, sin does not rule our lives anymore. We really have no excuse for the disobedience in our lives because we've been set free from the power of sin. In Romans 6 and 11, it says, consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Jesus Christ. And then it goes on to say, do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give into your sinful desires. Use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God, for sin is no longer your master. Are you folks hearing me today? What we are discussing has to do with where we will spend eternity. This is some of the most important teaching that we can possibly have as Christians. To know where we're going to spend eternity, really. Are we really going to go in the rapture of the church? The Bible tells us that those who disobey God's word will be left behind. And in the book of Revelation, we've been talking about the awful disasters that will take place during the tribulation period. And some people are saying, well, I hear what you're saying, but I'm so tested and it's just hard to live right. Well, how do we defeat sinful desires? Folks, it's by the power of the Holy Spirit. God sent the Holy Spirit to give us power over sin. In Romans chapter 8 and 13, listen to what it says. It says, for if you live by the dictates of your flesh, your natural desires, you will die. But if through the power of the Holy Spirit you put to death the deeds of your sinful desires, then you will live. See, it's the power of the Holy Spirit operating in our lives that gives us the power to overcome sinful desires. You don't have to sin. If you have received Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord, then you have God's life living within you. And you have to remember that. And it's the power of the Spirit that gives you the power to resist sinful acts.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
The Bible says in verse 14, for all who are led by the Holy Spirit are the children of God. The Holy Spirit is never going to lead you into any type of sinful behavior or watch any sinful things or reading any sinful things or saying and doing any sinful things. He's going to lead you to prayer. He's going to lead you to studying the Word of God. He's going to lead you into a deeper relationship with God. Let the church say amen. How much time do you spend with God? How much time do you spend reading your Bible, studying your Bible? How much time do you spend in church? All of these things are preparing you for your heavenly home. They are keeping you from sin and the power of the evil one to deceive your life and cause you to walk in the flesh. Now, let me continue to tell what Jesus shared the world will be like after the rapture of the church. And we've been talking about the seven trumpet judgments. In Revelation chapter 8 and 2, it says, "And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them was given seven trumpets." Verse 6 says, "And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound." Now, when we get to verse 7, the first trumpet that is sounded is one that releases a judgment from God that destroys vegetation on the earth. The Bible says fire and hail mixed with blood. These are literal judgments, folks, will fall on one third of the earth's surface. And then there's a second trumpet that's blown. And after the second trumpet that is blown, a burning meteorite will fall from space into the sea. This judgment will cause one third of our seas to become blood. One third of the fish will die. What an aroma. One third of the ships will be destroyed. And when the third trumpet is blown, it releases an asteroid that will strike Earth that is called Wormwood. And this asteroid will strike the Earth at a water source, a fresh water source, that provides one third of the world's drinking water. And whoever drinks of this water will then die. It is believed that that asteroid collision with Earth will create the next disaster that will occur from the fourth trumpet being blown. And this is found in Revelation chapter 8 and 12. It says, "Then the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened. A third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. And I looked, and I heard an angel flying through the midst of the heavens, saying with a loud voice, 'Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of earth because of the remaining blast of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound them.'" Now, in that fourth release of the trumpet, day and night on earth will be reversed. There will only be 8 hours of daylight and 16 hours of darkness. This will have a dramatic effect upon our seasons, upon our temperatures, our food supplies, health, and our economy. And it will make everyone, they're going to be so fearful about this. Verse 13 says, "And I looked and I heard an angel flying through heaven, saying with a loud voice, 'Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth because of the remaining blast of the trumpets of the three angels who are about to sound.'" Now, it's interesting because Jesus spoke about this particular judgment when he was here on earth in Luke chapter 21 and 25. He prophesied this event. Listen to what he said. He said, "There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming upon the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And now we get to the fifth trumpet. The fifth trumpet will release tremendous spirit evil forces on the earth to torment people. In Revelation chapter 8 and 13, it talks once again about those remaining blasts. Let me mention this. The fifth and the sixth trumpet judgments may be the most revealing section in the Bible about the subject of demonology. There are imprisoned demons and unrestricted demons on earth. And I'll address that in just a moment. But in Revelation 9 and 1, it reveals the first woe. It says, the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven to the earth, and to him it was given the key of the bottomless pit. Now, this star mentioned was actually an angel. Angels are referred to as stars in Scripture. And let me show you that. One example is Job chapter 38 and 4. It says, and God is talking to Job at this time, where were you when I created the earth, verse 7, while the morning stars sang and all the angels shouted for joy? God is going to give this angel the key to release evil spirit beings from the prison of the abyss or the pit. The Bible says in verse 2, it says, and he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. There came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. Now, I want you to picture this. An angel comes down from heaven who has been given a key to the bottomless pit. Most of us didn't even know there was a bottomless pit. But evidently, in this particular bottomless pit, there are actually demons. Demons who are restricted and in prison for this time in history. In Revelation 9 and 4, it says, and they were commanded not to harm the grass or the earth or any green thing or any tree, but only those men who do not have the seal of God in their foreheads. And they were not given authority to kill them, but to torment them for 5 months. And their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it strikes a person. And in those days, men will seek death and not be able to find it. They will desire to die, and death will flee from them.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message was part two of Will You Be Saved from the Coming Disasters? Now, Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
I just want to encourage our listeners today that all is well. Listen, God is in control of every situation. And so it's important for you to understand that prayer changes things, regardless of what our situation may be. If we call on the name of the Lord, He will help us. He will deliver us. He will intervene. And let's believe. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Your love is so abundant toward all of us. And Father, yes, we are concerned. Some people are really afraid of what's going to happen next. We pray for every individual right now who is in some type of distress, whether it be economic or physical, even spiritual. We pray, Lord, that you would reach out your mighty hand and that you would help us. We look to you. Your word says the righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers us from all of our troubles. We thank you today for hearing our prayers. Bless this people, and we thank you in advance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.